So this is Christmas, and what have you done?
You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. The serious work-related injury has hurt you. Call 1-800-ELK-OHIO. Elk and Elk, proud sponsor of the Cleveland Browns. Go Browns. Nathan Zgura, Matt Wilhelm in the Dog Bowl in Berea. We're going to go to the phone lines now on this Christmas Eve edition of CBD. 216-578-0850. That's the way to join us here today. And we've got Nate in West Salem. Good name, Nate. How are you doing today, bro?
Hey, good name there, Nathan. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, man.
You know, the quarterback issue has been weighing on me heavily lately. I think because of the wide range of emotions everybody's been having in it, and the quick snatch of people wanting to yank the rug out of one and put it under another and then yank it back. And I've come to the conclusion that if I was Ray Farmer, I would do this. I would sit Brian Hoyer down and say, Brian, we appreciate you, your loyalty to Cleveland, your consummate professionalism, your ability to always be ready to go and supportive. We can't commit to you to being a starter right now, but we want you to be our number two because you never know when you're going to be in, and we need someone that we can count on that can give us a chance to win games. We're going to give you a contract that is a good contract for a potential backup. And it'll have incentives that if you start a certain amount of games, you're going to be compensated for that. For Johnny, I'd sit him down and tell him what my grandpappy used to say, that when the Army drafted Elvis, they didn't make him a general. They made him a private. And say, you're going to be our number three, and we're going to put a year or two of faith into you. We're going to put a lot of energy trying to coach you up. And if you can overcome your deficiencies of immaturity and size, you may start someday for the Cleveland Browns. But you're not there yet, and you're not even going to be our backup. After that, I hope Ray has also good luck with other drafts, because I think that hurt us this year. But those are my thoughts.
Who are you starting then?
I'm going to look to the free agent market. You know, I think that Mark Sanchez, you take away some of his the butt fumble and some of the other things that he was ridiculed for. I think he has at times been a very competent quarterback. You know, Jay Cutler, I'm on the fence on. Sometimes he looks like he's the guy that you want to hitch your card up to, but then other days it looks like,
yes,
you know, he doesn't want to be hitched up to is what it's. And for that reason, and his horrible contract, I think you got to stay away from Jay. Some of you guys have been really talking about some guys I don't know about, like Ryan Mallett. I just don't know enough about him. But I'm going to go, and I would tell that guy coming in, say, hey, listen, we need two good quarterbacks that can start at any time because there's injuries in this league. And we want, I want to find a starter because I don't think Brian's what we're looking for. But Brian certainly is what I want as a backup. But beyond that, I don't know. I wish we threw more money at Joe Flacco last year, to be honest with you.
Well, Joe Flacco is locked up by the Ravens. They signed that big deal. I don't know that there's – listen, you got to hope that Johnny Manziel can turn around. I think Brian Hoyer – Rich Gannon said it yesterday about Brian Hoyer. He said that he's going to get a lot of interest from around the league as a backup. He doesn't think he's going to get a lot of interest around the league as a starter, but will get a lot of interest around the league as a backup quarterback. And maybe he'll decide to stay in Cleveland and know that, listen, if you do play behind Johnny Manziel, there's probably a good chance you are going to get an opportunity to start some games. But that's something that will be handled in the offseason for sure.
Correct. And I think Nate made some valid points on laying everything out for us. But the one thing that he did not, he came from Ray Farmer's perspective. And now you have to take the other side of the coin and be the player's mentality and the agents who want to maximize the money for their clients and for themselves. And I think, as Brian Hoyer said earlier in the football season, he's not content, he's not content as a backup. He wants to be a starter in the National Football League. So that's going to weigh on his decision. And I think Johnny, with who he is and as competitive as he is, would not want to sit, for 1 or 2 years, and I'm sure even this season in his rookie year, knowing he was not ready, we now know that he was not ready, he's not going to be content to sit and wait chomping at the bit for an opportunity and fight for something, he'll easily want to go somewhere else. So those two guys that you mentioned as a second and third stringer are going to want opportunities to play, and they're not just going to be content at taking a little bit of money and essentially filling a role for the Cleveland Browns. The role in their mind is what they want, and they're going to go compete for that and have to go elsewhere if need be to get that.
That's right. All right, since we are in the holiday spirit and it's that time of year, let's bring in our friend Stan the Man from Brooklyn. Tears gone cold, I wonder why. What's up, Stan?
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you today? Merry Christmas Eve to you.
You know, my Christmas present from KNR, okay, is Don't Run Me. It's Don't Run Me Day, okay? Anyways, I was singing about my relatives who are deceased today and my lovely wife who passed away from cancer recently.
I'm sorry, Stan.
And, you know, all of my relatives present, friends present, Merry Christmas. I wanted to say a few things. You know, and I am right about this. Paul Brown, if there was a problem, you kept it in the locker room, okay? The person was encountered in the locker room as a group, and they kept it a fraternity, and that's the way it should be kept.
And, so you don't like Dante Whitner calling out?
No, I really don't like this type of situation. You're in a culture where you want unity. Keep it in the locker room where it belongs, okay? Because it gets blown out of proportion in a lot of respects. Somebody starts to roll on it, and they change the terminology or they change the wording. It's been done before. But anyways, I want to get back to my greatest Christmas present. I think televisions came into existence in about 1948. And when my dad bought something, it had to be quality.
Mm-hmm.
So he waited a few years, and we begged and begged and begged for a TV because, hey, I want to watch the Browns, you know. So on Christmas Day, he rolls in, and back then you had these big console TVs. And they already had the roller casters on them and all that. And it was like a 24-inch. That was a big TV, a Zenith. That was the best present I ever had.
I love it, Stan. Stan, happy holidays to you. Thank you so much for the call and the walk down memory lane. All right, let's get Larry in Cleveland, and then we'll hear from the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine, at 1:30.
Okay, Merry Christmas, guys.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
And a Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Likewise.
Okay, my favorite movie is A Christmas Story.
Christmas Story, yep.
And I want to ask you guys, would you draft a wide receiver in the first round?
So, I do like the wide receiver position. I think if anything showed this year the way the offense worked that you can get by without necessarily great receivers. I think it helps. I think you can be smart about it. And I certainly would like to see another receiver come in here that could help this team. I wouldn't be surprised, though, to see the Browns go at the point of attack, both offensively and defensively as well. I'd love getting a wide receiver. I think it's important to have a wide receiver in here. Hopefully Josh Gordon can be that guy. But, yeah, I wouldn't mind getting another receiver in this year's draft.
I think this year's draft, because of the production out of the wide receiver position, makes it very enticing moving forward. But, of course, you have to find value in that. And I think this is a unique class as well. But I think you're right, and a lot of people talk about the Dallas Cowboys not always making the sexy pick, with the most talent. They've gone with the grinders, and right now they've got production and one of the best offensive lines in the National Football League, you know, behind DeMarco Murray, who, you know, came out of nowhere with a very, very productive, you know, number one rushing attack in the National Football League.
Right, but they also have Dez Bryant.
Yes, they do.
They also have Jason Witten. They've got Tony Romo, who's a Pro Bowl quarterback, having a phenomenal year. And they drafted Terrence Williams just 2 years ago in the fourth round, who's come on to be a great number two complementary vertical threat type piece to Dez. And I think that's
Dez
what
being the only first rounder.
Yeah, for sure.
Witten's got, what, 12 years in?
At least.
Yeah, Romo's,
yeah,
again,
Romo's
undrafted
on, no,
guy.
No, of course. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. All right, when we come back here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, we'll hear from the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, Mike Pettine. His press conference from earlier this morning will be played for you here on this Christmas Eve edition of CBD.